gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1340. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me on this episode of Gamertag Radio, the one and only Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
I'm good, man. Good morning. I had an epiphany right before we started recording.
What happened?
Tell us. Yo, it's not 2024. It's 1994, bro. We went back in time. Think about it.
What?
Wrestling is the best it's been.
Yes, 100%.
X-Men is dominating the conversation.
Yeah.
And rap beef. We're back.
Yo, let me tell you.
Back. We're in the 90s, bro.
Now, as a fan of hip-hop, out of the three tracks from Kendrick, which one do you think you're like, whoa, this hit hard?
Meet the Grams. Meet the Grams put me in a chokehold. Put me in a chokehold, boy. I was like, whoa.
I think that's one of my favorites right now.
Yeah.
Meet the Grams. Woo.
Yeah. And look, before we even dive into this, just to touch on this lightly.
Yeah.
That is a moment that night. That was a Friday night. Friday night is a moment in hip hop history that'll live forever. This is like a top five moment of all time in hip hop.
100%.
Because you think, okay, Drake just dropped Family Matter. I was like, okay, I see.
Yeah.
Kendrick anticipated it, had it ready. He had it ready to go and just, he gave Drake 30 minutes. Drake had 30 minutes apiece. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, boom, it was even worse after that. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then I'm with my son yesterday. We're driving somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I look at the phone and I go, Kendrick just dropped another one. He was like, what? I'm like, oh my God. Yo, we put it on in the car immediately. Listen to it. Crazy.
I don't know if Drake is going to come back.
He can't. There's no way. There's no way you can come back.
Hey, here's the crazy thing. I heard there's more coming.
Yes. There's more.
Crazy.
This is crazy.
But it's a good time. Pretty good
time. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I have what I think is, I think is the top all-time rap beef diss track. What's yours?
Ooh, I have a couple. Like old school, I go with KRS-One. They had beef with Queensbridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in those, MC Shan. That's really good. I really, really enjoyed LL Cool J versus Cannabis. That was that was one of my highlights.
Yeah.
Was that in high school? I think it was in high school.
It was around high school time.
But like after that, yo, Jay-Z and Nas, my all time favorite. Yo, oof, that was a good one with Ether when that came out. Oof, crazy beef. This one got to go up there too, man. Like I think you're missing one.
I think you're missing one.
Wait, which one?
You're missing
a lot.
One.
There's so many.
There's a lot. But I'm gonna just tell you my all time for how he did it, completely unexpected, mm-hmm. and you were like, oh my God. No Vaseline.
Oh, yeah.
Cube when he was like,
Yeah,
it ain't over, mother. You know, wait, what?
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
That was wild.
I could not believe that. Yeah.
What year was that?
Death Certificate was 91?
90.
I think it was 91.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope. But Paris, we got something new here, man. For those that are listening to the podcast, I decided to use a software where I could now start broadcasting our podcast to different channels. The two I'm missing right now is Facebook and LinkedIn. I could do that next week and stuff, but it's pretty cool. I can see the chat, you know, through Twitch, and I know we're live on Twitter for the first time. We've never done this live on Twitter. So I know you've done live spaces all the time. I've done live spaces in the past. It's been a while, but I've never done video live like this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be interesting. And hopefully people are watching. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. This is going to be a lot of fun doing this. And I know Paris a couple of days ago said he's going to start doing his own thing too. He's going to launch a He's gonna bring back his YouTube channel. So make sure to subscribe.
Why you putting my business out there?
Go look it up, Paris Lady YouTube channel. All right.
Why you putting my business out there?
Hey, I'm trying to help you, man.
Why don't you let me say it? Why you gotta put my business out there?
Paris, people are saying they're irrelevant. So I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you.
I'm gonna get PSVR 2. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, you're gonna go all in?
Yeah.
You're gonna go all in? And change your profile pic? That would be It's all good. It's all good. But look, Paris, but first, everyone, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. Also, you can find us at any podcast app. Just search for GamerTag Radio. We're there. And subscribe. Post a review. And also, send us some questions for our FanMail episode. And also, coming very, very soon is Summer Game Fest. There's going to be a lot of content coming around that time. You know how it is. Individual episodes, interviews, and stuff like that. We have a lot of stuff booked. Hopefully, depending on the schedule, hopefully I can sit down with Paris at the event or somewhere we could record, because last time he slept over here, but it's going to be complicated this year. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll figure something out. We'll see. We'll see. But make sure to check it out. And if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. So I see Arctic said you can't chat on X. Really? Hold up. I see a thing here. Hold up. You could chat now. Here, look. Let me know if that works, because I think you could chat through there. Let me see. Okay. Hello. Hello. You see the chat? Let me send it to Paris. Yeah, through
send the chat. Where
I can send it through here. I'll send it through here, through our thing. This is like there is a chat. They just added this.
I see something saying to chat. Excuse me.
They just added
that. I see it. Yeah.
It's brand new. The thing is, I have to share this. I haven't shared it, I think. Let me see. Post this. Let me post this to see if it works. Join us.
Limited by broadcaster. Someone's just said in the Twitch chat.
Oh, limited by broadcaster? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I'll figure it out some other time.
That's all good. At least you can watch it.
So I want to kick this off. You probably ain't even ready for what I'm about to say.
Oh, no. What's up? What's going on?
So our good friend Jez Corden mm-hmm. put out a tweet last night. Matter of fact, let me actually bring it up because I want to be very specific here.
Okay.
And Jez said, are you sticking with Xbox? That was a question. That is it. And I see there's a ton of replies, almost 1,000 replies to this tweet already.
Mm-hmm.
And then the CEO and creative director over at Moon Studios replied. He had a very long reply. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But in a nutshell, he talked about the business of gaming and how expensive it is to make AAA games now. And mm-hmm. the shift in strategy, because, you know, these companies obviously need to make money. They need a return on investment for everything that they're spending to make these big high budget games. And we've seen the repercussions of this over the past few years. There's been massive layoffs across the industry. We're seeing business strategies change right before our eyes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Back in February, put out a tweet, and I said business of gaming is changing. You know, it is what it is, because obviously the rumors that were happening at the time about Xbox and potentially putting games on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. We had the Xbox business update where Phil Spencer, Sarah Bond, and all them basically confirmed it, that hey, they're gonna put 4 games on PlayStation. So since that time, we're also seeing that PlayStation is starting to experiment with putting even more games on PC. So much so, like Ghost of Tsushima is about to come out on PC, and it is going to have PSN support right off the bat.
Okay.
We have obviously seen the chaos of the past couple of days with them after the fact adding PSN support and mandatory PSN login to Helldivers 2. And, you know, I think some people, some rightfully so people have been upset about that. Whole point is, I'm saying is, business of gaming is changing. A lot of people got upset with me when I said this a few months ago. Oh, you're only saying this because Xbox is doing it and you're a shill to what Phil Spencer says and blah, 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 blah. No, I have common effing sense is what I have. I had people pulling up tweets, stuff I said 5 years ago. Because guess what? The business of gaming 5 years ago is different than what the business of gaming is today. So, of course, my opinion changed. My thoughts about exclusivity and all that have changed because I'm reading the room. I'm listening to what the people that are actually funding and making these games are telling you. This is what I even just said just now on Twitter. Don't listen to me, then. Go read the tweet that I quoted. He is the man made Ori and the Blind Forest. Kind of think he knows way more than I do when it comes to this, right? Listen to your leaders in this industry that have been telling you this. Forget what Phil Spencer or anybody at Xbox is saying. Listen to people outside of Xbox and what they are telling you. They are telling you this is happening. And because we got to do this dumb console war stuff, nobody wants to listen to it. They want to argue about Xbox and PlayStation. Well, why don't you bring up Nintendo? Because Nintendo is a freaking unicorn in this. Because Nintendo, number one, they're the OGs who have been around for 40 years. And they have always synergized their hardware with their games. And if you want to take a little history lesson with Nintendo, they have had many stumbles over the years. Actually, it's a freaking miracle that the Switch is as popular that it is today. Because the previous console was a disaster with the Wii U. And then even before, step back, obviously the Wii was a success, but then go back to that, to the GameCube. GameCube wasn't successful either. So it's not like the Nintendo's been perfect over the years. And is Nintendo going to change their strategy anytime soon? No, because they currently don't have an incentive to do so. But what if the Switch 2 isn't a huge success? Guess what? Bet you they shift their strategy too. The point is, we are seeing the numbers. Again, don't listen to me. Do your own research. Google it. Look at the revenue numbers. Look at the attach rate of exclusive games to platforms. It's not good. It's just not. So what are these companies doing? They are changing strategy. And Xbox, clearly, they've been aggressive. They've been doing it far longer than PlayStation's been doing it because they've been putting their games on PC. Hell, what, since 2017 or whatever it is? But they've been doing it for a long ass time. So it is not foreign to them to actually be quote unquote multi-platform. But now that they're saying, hey, let's put a few games on our competition's platform, because guess what? They almost spent $100 billion and they have all these studios and all these games. And if they're looking at ones that aren't particularly selling or have reached their shelf life within their ecosystem, let's put it on another one. You know, I was lucky enough a year ago to interview Phil Spencer, and he said it then, which is very, if you look at what he said a year ago to where we are now, he was basically telling you a year ago, because he said then they had lost the digital library age. They, you know, with the Xbox One, didn't matter if Starfield was an 11 out of 10. In other words, we got to grow. We got to continue. We got to reach more people with our games. He told you this a year ago. And this is currently what's happening right now. These companies, you can't stick your head in the sand and go, look, people will get mad when I say this. Everybody wanted to get on me about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I go, it should have been on Xbox and PC. And it's not, due to contractual stuff that's already signed, sealed, and delivered. Sales numbers aren't great. Is just a reality because you limited yourself. Take Xbox out of it. Should have been on PC day one, along with being on PlayStation. Guarantee you would have sold more. Look at Helldivers 2. Helldivers 2, which has been a runaway success. They've obviously kind of, you know, with this whole PSN thing, you know, people are a little grumpy with them right now. But overwhelmingly, we've seen the success of Helldivers 2. And again, look at the, don't listen to me. Go look at the numbers. The numbers tell you the mass, the vast majority of people that are playing Helldivers 2, they're not playing it on PlayStation 5. They're playing it on PC because they, day one, put it on another platform. So they're reaching more people. And this is what I'm talking about. Stay mad at me all you want, because I'm going to keep saying it, because my opinion is my opinion. But business of gaming is changing. Xbox is going to put more games on more platforms, whether you like it or not. Guess what? PlayStation is going to put games on other platforms, whether you like it or not. And that's what I'm trying to say. You as a gamer, I get you. We all got brand loyalty. I am not sitting here without Xbox. I've said this a million times. So you damn right I have a quote unquote bias towards Xbox, because this is what got me into the modern age of gaming, online gaming, the community, all of that. But I'm also smart enough to understand that I don't let that bias cloud my judgment. I look at things for what they are. So when I talk about Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, Ubisoft, EA, or whatever, I'm talking about the actual games that we're playing. So sure, I might have a preference, but that doesn't mean I can't talk about other platforms and read the room and see what's going on. And I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter. Like, I might like playing games on Xbox, but I have absolutely no problem playing a game on PlayStation or Nintendo or PC or ColecoVision or whatever the hell, because it is my money. And that's the thing that I keep saying to people. It is your money. I don't care what Joe Blow on the internet is fussing about on Twitter with the stupid console war. It's my money. You're the one that has to go spend $70 on it. You're the one that has to go subscribe to Game Pass or PSN Plus or whatever the hell if you want to play these games. So you get to decide where you want to play, how you want to play, and so freaking what if a game shows up on another platform. We got to stop this juvenile, immature argument that I continue to see. Like, so much so, and I'm just, again, Danny, I'm ranting.
I'm trying to keep it real.
I showed a vulnerable side of myself on the internet the other day. Want to know why?
Yeah.
Because the last XCast that we did, mm-hmm. I was talking about how I'm going to continue to work with Kind of Funny and how that's going to go. And I was saying I was excited about something I knew that we were going to do that I think the Xbox community is really going to like. That's all I said.
Yeah.
You're actually the one that showed this to me. You called me and you're like, hey, what's this thing you're tagged in? And I look, somebody clipped the video and made it look like I was saying one thing that I wasn't saying. And then I read the comments and they were effing awful. Awful. So much so I had tweeted out, I'm like, damn, some of y'all just hate me for existing. Like, literally, there's people that just flat out hate me. Flat out. Mm-hmm. And it sucks that I had to see something like that. So, I did tweet that out. And you know, just, hey, I'm human. I see it. I mean, I ignore that stuff 99% of the time. But this was that 1% where I was like, you know what? I am going to say something, because this is ridiculous. It's video games, man. You don't have to agree with my opinion. I actually love it when someone disagrees with my opinion. My only thing is, keep it respectful. Mm-hmm. Don't make it personal, because it's video games. We're just talking about video games. We're, we've been doing this a long time. We try to see what's happening in the industry and discuss it and give our opinions on it. And this, again, talking about this whole business of gaming, is one of those times. I guarantee freaking you there's people right now just typing up mad.
Well,
that I'm saying what I'm saying, but it's what's happening. And I don't know why. And I guess that's my thing. And again, I know I'm ranting, but that's my frustration with this. It's like, you try to logically talk about this stuff. You try to go, hey, here's where I think things are going. Here's what I'm seeing. And then people get mad and they throw insults and they get personal, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not trying to steer it into that. But my point is, it's happening. Whether you like it or not, it is happening. It will not shock me if, let's say, the Gears of War collection is on PlayStation. It could happen. Let's just, and again, I'm not saying it's rumors. These are all rumors. I don't know nothing. But let's just say Gears of War Collection actually gets announced at this showcase for Xbox, right? And it's day and date on PlayStation as well. Not Gear 6, the old Gears games, all are on PlayStation. What does that change for you if you've played Gears already? Seriously, nothing. It doesn't. Do I think it would be weird? Because we obviously have a legacy of where that game has been over the years. Of course, and I'm not denying that. But ultimately, once you move past that weirdness, does it really matter that that game would show up on another platform? And I can already hear people saying it. Well, why isn't PlayStation returning the favor and putting games on Xbox? I don't know. Go ask PlayStation. Yeah, I don't know.
You should ask them.
I'm just telling you what is happening, what potentially could happen. The Xbox's biggest problem has been they're a little too upfront about stuff that they're thinking about or doing. That, in my opinion, because I'll bet you any amount of money you want. I bet you the Tesla out there. You can't tell me that PlayStation's not had the same exact conversations internally.
Not that
they're going to do it. I'm just saying that you can't, because you put everything on the table and then you decide what makes business sense and what doesn't. You don't want to hurt the company, blah, 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 blah. But the conversations happen. And that's what I'm saying. Over the past few months of what we've been seeing and the back and forth and the bickering and just the childish antics and everything that we've been seeing, it's like, I don't care if you like it or not. It's going to happen. So you need to prepare yourself for it and adjust accordingly. If this means that you're done with Xbox now and you're getting rid of your Xbox and all your Xbox games, you're going to go buy a PS5 and go buy a PSVR 2 and tweet about it 24 hours a day. Knock yourself out.
Man,
it's your money. It's your money to do so. But my point is, it's your money to do so. It's your choice. But don't be upset at someone that doesn't think the way that you do. That's all I'm saying ultimately about this. But gaming costs at the AAA level, costs a freaking lot to make. We are seeing people get laid off across the board. So when you're taking a risk, when you're spending $200 million on a game and then the game doesn't sell the way that it should, these people are getting laid off. Studios are getting closing. So because this is the reality of what's happening right now, you're seeing a change in business. It just is what it is. And we argue over the most meaningless, tired shit ever about this. If you like PlayStation, go play PlayStation. If you like Xbox, go play Xbox. If you like them both, get them both or go get a freaking PC. I mean, it really comes down to that. And it is frustrating that we got to keep talking about the same goddamn thing over and over again. Because it has literally become a broken record at this point. People that argue on the internet about where you play video games is freaking dumb. I'm just going to say it. It is so freaking dumb. It is. And it's not going to change. So this is why I'm ranting the way. Hey, sneak peek into my own personal YouTube channel.
There you go. Coming soon. Coming soon. No, I honestly let Paris rant while I was doing a couple of things there, man. But here's something that I've been doing the past couple months now. Like I haven't really haven't been like engaging with the nonsense online. It's not only Twitter, it's like everywhere else, because I also see that like on YouTube and other places, man, you know, but I haven't really been engaging with people. I just see it and I move on. Give me a second. Also, the other day, for those who don't know, I went to Memphis to speak. There was like 900 students, middle school and high school students. And it was a multiple session. The last session, it was full house. And at the end of my presentation, I was like, all right, Q&A, any questions? You know, we could talk about anything, you know. I wasn't, like, usually when I go to those events, they ask me, like, you know, about, like, tips and stuff like that, about content creation, all that stuff. And this kid, out of nowhere, was like, hey, I was checking out YouTube channel. Yeah, he mentioned the name. I can't remember what it was. And he was like, I watched the video, and they were saying something about Xbox is going multi-platform. Is that a good or bad thing? Like, I mean, in front of folks that doesn't know anything about games there, right? So I just said, look, man, at the end of the day, we're all gamers. Like, this is a good thing because I didn't say this, but I forgot to mention it. But when I was a kid, I remember all those during those days, I will have a game or a system that my neighbor, a friend of mine, doesn't have. So he had like the Sega Genesis. I had the Super Nintendo. We will trade consoles. We will trade games. We will go to each other's houses to play the games because we love both systems and everything, right? Yeah, we had like our, you know, the debate about which consoles has the best games, whatever, like, you know, for fun. But we always will trade games and stuff just for fun. So for us to experience those games and everything, right? So I mentioned that that at the end of the day, it's a good thing. Look at the PlayStation Store. There's games from the Xbox side now on the top of the charts of the PlayStation Store because it's a lot of people that don't have an Xbox, but now they could play Sea of Thieves and all these other games like Hi-Fi Rush that's not available on PlayStation, right? So I was like, hey, at the end of the day, we win as a consumers, right? And people were applauding. And this is like in person. It's not stuck in a bubble of like social media and everything. This is like in person talking to everybody there, and people applauded. And I was surprised, like, wow, okay. I didn't even really have to explain much of that. They get it, and we moved on. Because at the end of the day, bro, we're all gamers. This is about entertaining. You know, I've been seeing people posting, you know, about you're loyal for a certain company and this and that. Like, this is not like, I mean, look, everybody could do whatever they want, 'cause that's their personal opinion, you know? But really, like, it's kind of that bad. Like, it's really all about a brand. Like, is it about that? Or is it about us having fun with just games in general? Let's talk about, you know, the work that a lot of developers have been working on for multiple years. And Paris, you remember this when we went to DICE? We were talking to a lot of the devs that were there. And that was the conversation before we watched the business video that Xbox had later that week during DICE. Mm-hmm. Before that, we were just talking to devs and they were asking us like, what you think? And we were asking the same thing to the devs. Every dev that we spoke to said the same exact thing. We want more people to play our games. The more people that play our games, the better for us. The better for us. And the thing that you said, Paris, about Final Fantasy, I agree. I bet you, because look, if you could compare the previous Final Fantasy VII Remake and Rebirth, the numbers are totally off. And it looks like the most recent one compared to the last one is lower.
Can I tell you another reason why, real quick? I don't mean to interrupt you, important part of this is the other one was on PS4. And the reason that's relevant, a bigger install base.
Yeah, of course.
So you're limiting your install base by only having it on PS5. And that's the whole point that I'm making. But continue, sorry.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I love Final Fantasy VII. Like, I love that game, right? I love Remake, love Rebirth. I would like to see the third game.
Mm-hmm.
But is this considered a failure to Square Enix because it's not getting the sales numbers as not compared to like the first one? It's not that big, you know? I mean, it's a lot of copies it sold, but compared to the first one, it looks like it's a flop for the company.
I don't think it's a flop. I just think it's not selling up to. I'm sure they had a number on that they wanted to hit, and probably from everything that we're hearing,
projection,
it's not getting there. But again, because it's only on PS5. If it was on PC, again, take Xbox out of it. If it was on PC, I guarantee you sales of that would be way higher than what they've been. Because people simply have more access to the game. Not everybody has a PS5.
And
sure, you can make the analogy, just go buy a PS5 then. Not everybody has $500 either. And this is where we are, where we keep saying, again, when people are freaking out about Xbox stuff, it's like, people have made a choice on where they're spending their money. So get your game to where the people are. And that's all I'm saying at the end of the day. You can argue console war nonsense till you're blue in the face. But we're in an age now where it's not just about the console. It's not just about the PC. You also have other devices that, I don't even know, are we Gen X? What the hell Gen it is now? But not everybody thinks the old school way that we did when we were growing up. Now, my son literally, the phone has literally melded into his hand because that's how much he's on it. That's where he consumes his content. It's on the phone. So get the content to where he is versus trying to tell him, you got to come over here. And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, man, I wish people could just take their time and just take the whole brand loyalty thing out of the head and just see the bigger picture. Because here's the thing, we want our industry to grow. And I had this conversation with my wife, Brianna, a couple of weeks ago. We want our industry to grow. And there's different ways for the industry to grow. Right now, you've been noticing where a lot of movies and TV companies now are working with gaming companies to have the, you know, get the permission of like the company to have like their IP turn into like a show or movie. And it's helping to get a new audience to learn more about, let's say, about that game. Like, let's say Fallout or The Last of Us, been a huge hit. Also, Mario Brothers, the movie that came out last year. That's one way to help get a new audience to start buying the games and everything. I know that's the reason why PlayStation re-released The Last of Us multiple times on PC and console because of the hit of the show. And also Riot with Arcane and all that stuff. So that's one way. The other way is what you're saying, Paris, having it multi-platform, not all games, but like certain games that it's like, think of it like HBO will release maybe the first season of The Sopranos on Prime Video. It's only for the season one, right? You want to watch the rest of the season? Come to Max.
Mm-hmm.
Come subscribe and you will see all the seasons of The Sopranos. See it that way. You don't see people arguing, well, man, I think HBO Max is losing is losing their brand because they have The Sopranos on Prime Video. That doesn't make any sense. That's what companies are trying to do. How can we get a new audience that they could come to our ecosystem? You know what I'm saying? Like, release it on Steam, release it on Epic Game Store, do certain things. Like, that's how you're going to get a new audience that potentially might buy the console, the game, or whatever. Or maybe not. Maybe they'll just buy the game from the same PlayStation console and that's it. You know, like, and that's fine too. But that's not, I don't see that as like a bad thing. And the thing that drives me crazy, Paris, people will bring up, well, why PlayStation Nintendo doesn't do the same thing? Or if Xbox is doing that, they're losing their brand, their name because of releasing these games on other platforms. And I just don't see that. I see it as like a good thing. Having a lot of devs that have been working on this for so long, having their games in other places, man, a new whole new audience, man, you know? So I just wish people stop the conversation of that. And also, people that are really well known in our community, let's not make it worse by doing little things on I'm dead serious. Like, it's not healthy, the conversation, when you do something and just go like, go away and let everybody else just fight against each other about whatever it is that people post online. Like, it's not really helping, man. Like, I just don't, I don't know. Maybe it's just
I know. I laugh because I know what you mean. And I'm not being arrogant right now or think so highly of myself. So I hope what I'm about to say doesn't come off that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I've become very self-aware that the things I say online, people are paying attention to them.
Sure.
And if I were to say a certain thing a certain way, yeah, that's going to basically, for lack of a better term, cause a shitstorm on it. So I do think like I will have a personal opinion about certain things, but I'm careful about how I present it, if that makes sense, because who or what you are in the quote unquote industry will influence people and their opinions and their buying decisions and things like that. So I do think there are certain people that need to craft their words a certain way, because just because you have a personal opinion about something, if you just blurt that out into the void, again, when I say that, I'm talking like speculation. If I were to talk about, I don't know, let's just say Gear 6, man, really, really thinking Gear 6 is going to be shown at this Xbox showcase, blah, 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 blah. Mm. Depending on how I say that, that'll be trending on Twitter tomorrow. You know what I mean? Hell, dude, when Jeff Grubb freaking said it on XCast, and I basically kind of agreed with him, it was people were taking that out of context. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. You, depending on who you are, like, let's, again, let's just take this as an example. Phil Spencer or Sarah Bond can only, there's only so many things they can say publicly that they might, that they would probably say privately. You know what I mean? You got to think of it that way. So I do think some people have said things publicly that it was like, I get you might be thinking that, but you saying that publicly is just causing a shitstorm. If that makes sense, if what I'm saying makes sense.
I think we have to be more responsible on what we say.
This is responsible. Yeah.
It's not a good look, man. It's not a good look for not only for us, but our, like, our community, our industry, because it is making things worse. And also the whole, everybody wants to be an insider thing. Like, I don't know that, remember, people have to be really careful. How I would say this, not to start creating clickbait stuff that is going to hurt a lot of people that work behind the scenes. Like, for example, the whole Gear 6 stuff, that was not a leak. That was just a conversation, because I know people are going to bring that up. That's not a leak. That was just a joke, and Grubb just mentioned it, whatever, and it was not a big deal.
But here's the thing about that, though. You notice the people that do monetize leaks was ready to just jump on me about that. Because I don't like leaks. I don't like spoiling things. Just because you know something doesn't mean you should spoil it. But the very people that monetize that kind of content, they were very quick to, oh, you're a hypocrite. You're this, you're that. And it was like, nah, it's not a leak. Yeah. It wasn't.
They tried, though.
Yeah, they did.
They tried. Now, forget about the negativity, Pat. Let's, you know, F the negativity. Now, I'm excited because next month is Summer Game Facts, Xbox Showcase, potentially Ubisoft. I haven't heard anything about Ubisoft. I don't know what's going on. We'll see. And I believe IGN Live. Who knows what's going on with that? Mm-hmm. But anyways, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
The Xbox Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Either predictions or things that we'd like to see. Because we haven't done this in a very long time. It's been years. Because there was reasons why we didn't. But I think this year we're safe to say that we can do it.
Well, there might have been a few years where I kind of knew what was coming.
So. Yeah, so we were like, crap, we can't talk about it. Yeah. But this time, we don't know anything. Like, zero. Besides Gears, because that's something that potentially might happen. I would like to see new stuff too. Like, the thing that really bothered me the past couple of years with, like, Xbox and PlayStation, they announce a game and then we get to see the game, and then a year after that we get to see the game again, and the year after that again. Like, I don't want to see that. I want to see new stuff that we haven't seen show. So, like, if they show like a CGI trailer, okay, now show us the gameplay, right? But if they show the gameplay last year, don't show that again this year. You know what I'm saying? So just that. But what you would like to see for this year's Xbox Showcase?
Perfect Dark.
I think it's time.
It's Perfect Dark. It's Joanna Dark.
Time. It's time.
That game was 2005, was Perfect Dark Zero. So we're almost at 20 years. They teased it at Game Awards of 2020. So it's been a while. We know Matt Booty hinted last year that they probably could have shown it last year. So I fully expect to see it this year. That's the game that I want to see. I want to see what Perfect Dark is going to look like for a modern audience. What is the gameplay going to be? In other words, what is the initiative? Because you think about it, this is, yeah, I, it's, I mean, it is a homegrown studio from Xbox, but I don't think there's been any other studios they've stood up since, like from the ground up. Like they didn't acquire it anything. This is a studio that they created on their own. So this will be their first entry into it. And I know Crystal Dynamics obviously is helping them launch the game, but I am very interested to see what Perfect Dark is going to be from the initiative. I will also say another game with Rare roots to it is Everwild. I want to see Everwild. I want to know what Everwild is. We've had teases and seeing it. It looks almost like Princess Mononoke or something like that. But I want to see what is Everwild. What is the gameplay going to be from it? I actually don't need to see Fable at the showcase. I don't want to see Fable again until the year that it's about to come out. Preferably, because it's not going to come this year. So I don't need them to tease Fable again. They can actually hold off on that. Clearly, there's been rumbles about Gear 6. I mean, if it's teased, great. Wouldn't mind a nice teaser for that as well. Again, I would also throw Clockwork Revolution into. I don't need to see Clockwork Revolution because we know that's a ways off. So you don't need to tease me on that again. Maybe South of Midnight is coming next year or something like that. Maybe you tease South of Midnight again. So some actual gameplay from something like that. I'll tell you the one thing I would love, because it would be a very happy surprise. They do tease a new Fallout. In other words, they have, because when Todd Howard, well, go back to the interview Todd Howard just did with Greg. It was right on his lips. He almost said it, but there are two things they're working on for Fallout right now. I would imagine one of them is probably like a remake of Fallout 3 or whatever. I know we're not spoiling the Fallout TV show, but the way it ended, it would not shock me if we got a new entry coming.
Fallout. That would be sick.
Yeah.
I have two. Can I say two?
Well, can before I you, give my last one out before you go
yeah,
on?
Yeah, it looks like you're taking it off.
Well, Jesus Christ, you asked me what I want to see. I'm trying to say it.
Help.
No, one last thing. And then just Shattered Space, because again, Todd told us it's coming this fall. So just show us Shattered Space. We'd love to see that too for Starfield.
I think I want to mention something that nobody has mentioned yet. And I think this is the perfect time to do it. During the Game Awards, we got to see a video announcement from Sega of like IPs that they're bringing back. Right? That was back in December. Now, and this is a rumor, it's not official. The rumor is that Jesset Radio, I think it's called Jesset Radio Blast. I think that's what the rumor is saying. Supposedly it's coming out early 2025. It's been 22 years since the last Jesset Radio that came out, Jesset Radio Future that came out on Xbox. This will be the perfect time for Sega to show that game for the first time on stage Xbox during the Xbox showcase. I think that will be huge. It will be huge if that happens, man. Maybe Crazy Taxi. We'll see. I don't know if they'll either show it there or maybe show it during the Summer Game Fest before the Xbox showcase. We'll see. I think it will make more sense during the showcase, the Xbox showcase. That's one. Another one where, again, this is rumor, there is a new Resident Evil, Resident Evil 9, that Capcom been working on for a very, very long time. This will be perfect to show it during the Xbox showcase too, man. Just show it as like a big announcement. That one most likely will come out. I'm thinking how everything works with Capcom. Early next year, if it gets announced this year during the showcase. I think that would be dope from the third party side. Now, first party, I agree with you. Perfect Dark will be the perfect game. Yeah, Perfect Dark, perfect game. That would be great if they could show that. Because if they don't show it, I wouldn't be worried. I'll be more disappointed. Like, damn, you guys announced that years ago. Weren't we going to see something about this game? Are we going to have to wait another year?
I would be concerned. I would.
You will be concerned.
I actually would be concerned. If we don't see Perfect Dark this year, that would concern me. Because like I said, again, you tease it in 2020. It is 2024. If we're not seeing it now and you got to wait till 2020, like unless you're doing a stealth release and you're going to announce it and it's coming out, or, you know, at the same time, it would concern me to not see more from that game. Think about it. We've not seen anything from Perfect Dark since December 2020. Nothing. Not a screenshot. Nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
So, no, I know. I need to see it. I need to see something.
Yeah. And look, I know we've been talking about this for a while. Just show us the Xbox handle. Just show it.
I don't think it exists. I don't think it exists yet.
You think it doesn't exist?
Not yet.
So what was the purpose of that update with multiple Wi-Fi connections to your console?
Oh, look at Conspiracy Steve. Look at him over
here. I'm just saying.
Doing that.
Hey. You know I'm right, Paris. You know I'm right.
Well, I'm going to say again, I don't think a handheld's coming this year. So I don't think you talk about it now. Because I think whatever the handheld is whatever next-gen Xbox is. And I don't think they're talking next-gen Xbox this year.
So you're trying to tell me we have to wait a year or two to see that?
Here's the thing. Do you think Xbox handheld that comes out in this year of our Lord, 2024, is going to have good battery life?
None of those devices have great battery life. None of them.
And that's why you're not getting one now.
Not because of that, Paris. Not because of the... You know what? Go bye. Take care. Bye. It's not because of the battery, bro. Are you serious? You actually think it's because of the battery?
I think it's more
of like the design. It makes sense to sell it now. Like, not because of a battery, bro.
So you want a handheld that got shitty battery? You're going to play for 2 hours. That's what you want.
First of all, why you got a curse, man?
Because I need to get my point across to you. I think cussing is the only way you listen.
It's been successful for Nintendo. It's been successful for Steam. Why not? And those batteries are not the greatest. And it still sells a lot of copies. And potentially the next one that's coming out from Nintendo, do you think that's going to be... I mean, it's going to be better than the Switch battery life, of course. But you think Nintendo's going to be like, hey, let's not release it because of the battery. Really? You actually think that? No, man. I don't agree with you. Screw you. Screw you and your conspiracy.
Can I reply?
Yeah. Yes, you said? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The reason the Switch has the battery life that it does now is because it's not trying to push any kind of power narrative, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even this next Switch, they're saying from a power standpoint, it's probably the equivalent of an Xbox One or a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
If you put out an Xbox handheld, it has to play Xbox Series X/S games. So that means it needs to be more powerful, which means it is going to use more battery than we currently see today. And that includes the Steam Deck and all that stuff. Because remember, the Steam Deck ain't got great battery either. Neither does the Rogue Ally. The Rogue Ally battery sucks. So you want to put out a handheld device that, again, if you're trying to play Perfect Dark on it, 2 hours of battery life, and then you got to plug it in. How's that? No, they're not going to do it.
Why are you attacking me? Why are you screaming at me, though?
Because I give my opinion. And did you, ladies and gentlemen, it's 2024. I've been dealing with this dude for 18 years of my life. Literally, my son is 18 this year. So my son's entire life, I've been dealing with Danny Pena poo-pooing my ideas.
Yeah.
Anytime I say something, you're like, yeah, I don't agree. Yeah. For my son's entire life, his entire existence on this planet. So this is why I cuss. This is why I get animated, because I got to get my point across to you about how wrong you are. They're not putting out no handheld this year. And yes, battery life is a huge part of it.
I hope they announce something so you could shut up and you can say,
look,
you know what? You're never going to give me props. Even whatever I say, I remember way back, I said the Xbox was going to do a digital console, and you guys called me crazy. There's no way that's going to happen. Look at the Xbox.
That's not true. That's not true.
I mentioned a lot of stuff. I mentioned
I wish Pete was here.
4SKU.
Because you tried to lump the digital thing into your crazy ass 4SKU conspiracy theory, which they never did. by the way.
You know, look. Paris said this behind the scenes because I show him the clip and he goes, "Yeah, it was ahead of his time. People were not ready for it. That's why." But publicly, he was saying that. Oh my god! Come on, bro. That was really good.
Back on topic. I don't think they're coming out with no handheld this year. I don't think they announced a handheld this year because I think the handheld is a part of their next gen strategy.
Okay, I'll give you a cookie.
To go on record, if Sarah walks out and announces a handheld at that showcase,
mm-hmm.
I will give you your props and say you were right and I was wrong.
Okay.
See? I can admit when I'm wrong, unlike you.
You know what you should do? I want you to say multiple places. And GTR, on Twitter, and also on the new kind
of
funny
show. You're asking for too much. I'm literally going to turn to you and go, you know what? You were right. And then I'm done. That's it. I don't need to get on platforms and profess my wrongness to the world. I will tell you. I'm like, you know what? You was right. That's literally the conversation. You're right.
Reset. I feel like we need a bigger bet than that. It's all good.
I got to go on Twitter and YouTube and you can know.
No, but this is a good one. Paris wears a Danny was right shirt.
Absolutely not. I won't do that. I'll never do
Why
that.
Why not?
I'll never do that. I'll quit doing all this shit today before I do that.
You pick a color. You pick whatever color you want, man.
Nope.
Take it from me.
Nope.
Never
happen.
Paris hating you. He's hating. Anything else, Paris? Anything else?
Let me see. I guess I ranted for about what was that? A good 20 minutes.
I mean, you took over the show. I barely say hello.
20-minute rant.
Yo, when Paris finished the rant, it was like 36 minutes in, and I'm like,
"Well, but here's the thing, man. Here's my last thing, because console war shit is dumb. It's dumb. It just is. It's so dumb. Yeah. It is the dumbest thing ever." I like God of War. I don't care if it's on Xbox. I like Halo. I don't care. Look, I don't care. At the end of the day, would it be weird? Of course. But at the end of the day, it ain't changing shit. You still get to play the games. Exactly.
Man. Look. You could play Sea of Thieves with this controller right here.
Hey. You know what?
You can play Sea of Thieves with this controller now.
You know what? That makes me upset that you show that. I just want to be honest. I'm being very honest today. Exactly. They didn't
not
send
my
me
problem.
I didn't get not no mask problem. With my mask.
They didn't send me nothing. Hey. Look, guys. If Paris turns the camera a little bit to the side, that's like a fridge that is black. The Rock. You got it from The Rock. Look at that. Like from The Rock. I didn't get that. You know what I got? I got this Minecraft fridge. It's like a Minecraft fridge that I got. You know? Like, come on, man. Help a brother out, man. No, but for real, like, you could play Sea of Thieves with this controller. Or you could play Horizon or God of War using the Xbox controller. You still playing the game. Like, and it's dope. It's dope. That's a dope thing to see, man.
Somebody just tweeted. It was like, y'all got Paris cursing today.
On Twitter? Really? No. Oh, it's that. Yo, wait, hold up. Give me a second. It says 1,244 views on, that's dope. On cool. Twitter. Pretty cool, man. And that was the first time I've never done that before on Twitter.
Oh, I'm out of focus.
Look at this, he's using the power, controlling people. Stop console wars. It's all good. Yeah, man. Anything else before we wrap it up? I know I mentioned it, but I asked you, but totally forgot. So,
She's like, I cussed so much and messed up the camera. Yeah, man. You know what it is, Tanya. This should be the after show, but I'm just saying now. Nah, I don't care.
Let me wrap it up, and then we can do the after show. I haven't wrapped it up yet. Let me wrap it up. Thank you for listening to episode 1340. Until next time, now to the after show. Go Paris. Now you can say it.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.